From Public Radio and Television Business Report, our friends at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. This is Adam R. Jacobson, the editor-in-chief of RBR.com and the publisher of the Hispanic Market Overview. And it is my pleasure to be speaking to Adriana Waterston. She is on the phone with us from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport today, and she's in the middle of a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce roadshow talking about the power of the Hispanic market. Hi, Adriana. How are you?
How are you? It's nice to be speaking to you in the midst of various gate changes here in Dallas.
But that's good. And I'm pleased to be speaking with you today. For those of you not familiar with Adriana, she has been with Horowitz Research in New York for 17 and a half years. And she is the Senior Vice President of Insights and Strategy at Horowitz. Today, October 17th in HispanicAd.com, she offers some very interesting insight on cracking the code to today's multicultural audience. Multicultural audiences are defining new age media patterns, if you will. And there's a lot here that is really rich in terms of television and what the marketer could do in terms of best reaching the Hispanic consumer on television. Well, this is a radio podcast. So in the few minutes that we have together, I wanted to kind of ask a little bit about what the marketer could think about if audio is part of their media mix, and if so, how Hispanic radio brings that connectivity to both brands and consumers in ways that perhaps another media cannot. What can you add to that? What can you share?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is we're living in a, and we all know this, right? We're living in a very fragmented media environment. And I think that one of the big sort of important takeaways from our research and really from all the research that's out there and sort of the writing on the wall is that we're done forever and ever with the days of being able to really generate huge eyeballs on one particular media at one particular given point in time in this ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And I think it's time for all of us to sort of stop chasing a fantasy that is not ever going to be a reality again. And so in that context and understanding that, then I think that it actually opens up opportunities to really appreciate all of the sort of nuances and differences that the different media platforms can deliver. And all the experiences are different. So for example, historically, by the way, you know that Hispanics have, radio has been a very effective medium for Hispanics for many, many years and continues to be so even in this day and age. And you know, radio delivers a particular benefit that a lot of other, platforms can't, which is sort of that call to action, and media call to action at a local market level. So I think that is still very important for Latino, mm-hmm. And for the radio, for the radio media in general.
In the piece that you have today, October 17th in HispanicAd.com, you mentioned culturally attuned content, and having better culturally attuned content will certainly make a television network or perhaps an over-the-top television entity stand out. How can this be applied to radio, especially when we're looking at RIAA statistics for the first half of 2018 that show paid streaming in the Latin music sector exploding? Is radio at a loss here, or they can perhaps get into an opportunity now before it's too late?
Right. Well, so the first thing is that we in the industry talk about, let's say, broadcast radio, over-the-air radio versus streaming radio, just in the same way that we talk about television, as streaming TV versus linear. And the first thing that I think all of us have to realize is that the consumer doesn't have those kind of differentiations in their mind. To them, they're consuming radio in the same way that they did before, perhaps using better technology, using it on different devices and all of that kind of stuff. So fundamentally, the value that the content delivers and how resonant it is hasn't fundamentally changed. What's changed is the way the consumers are accessing it. So mm-hmm. I think, for me, the first step in this conversation is to really think about how we can help traditional media companies, whether it's radio or television, can sort of reimagine their product and their service in this new environment. Consumers still want to do what they've always done. They just want to do it in better, more effective, at more user-friendly ways. And so that first part of the conversation has to happen. And then the second part of the conversation is, once you've figured out sort of that piece of it, which, you know, of course, companies are doing and have doing, and that's why there's mergers of all these media companies trying to figure all of this stuff out and deliver both a linear and a streamed experience for whatever media it is. But then the second part is obviously with the fragmentation of the actual content that's out there. I mean, there's more options than ever before. There are more sources than ever before, you know, for radio, of course, same as with television. How do you get that audience's attention? How do you get them to tune in on whichever platform that is? And, you know, to me, it's really back to the basics of understanding the audience. The audience is now more fragmented than ever. So you're talking about more of a niche target, no matter who you are and what platform you're delivering on. So get to know your audience. Do research if you're not doing it yet. You know, and make those investments to really super serve the audience that is finding you on those platforms. And then bring them in. Nowadays, branding and marketing is not a one-way conversation like it used to be before, where you would, you know, place an ad on TV or put a print ad out there and hope that people see it and kind of connect with it, especially when it comes to multicultural and Hispanic consumers and millennials. You know that it's a two-way conversation, and they really are, they want to be invested, they have to be invested in your brand as well as in your content. Mm-hmm. And so that requires a relationship and a conversation, and social media is great for that. You know, creating campaigns that draw people in and keep them connected. And I think in this day and age, even though I know a lot of, you know, especially corporate entities are afraid to do so, I think that we have to be very tuned into the social and political sort of scenario that we're in that are directly affecting Hispanic and other multicultural groups in a very real, visceral way. And so, you know, it is time for companies to take a stand. But don't do it if you're doing it just to look good, because if it's not part of your corporate DNA and not part of who you really are as a brand, that is going to be very obvious, and it's going to come off as inauthentic, and it's going to backfire.
And that's something that the Association of National Advertisers Multicultural side with AIM, the inclusion of multicultural marketing, the AIM group in particular for the ANA is really championing this kind of mindset that if it's not in the company's DNA, then perhaps it's not the best thing for you to do right now. You got to start within in order to bring with bring the outside consumer into your brand. So we totally get that. In the closing minutes, because I know that we're very short on time here, wanted to get to the idea again of cracking the code, as you explain in this HispanicAd.com piece running October 17th. The average television viewer spends 43% of time with live TV and 35% with streamed content. Now, apply that to radio. We know for a fact that radio has enormous reach, not only with the total market, but even more so with the Hispanic market. So has Hispanic radio perhaps cracked the code, if you will? Are they doing things that perhaps other Hispanic media aren't? And does that bring more ROI to an advertiser than perhaps other media choices?
You know, well, that's an interesting question. Our research, obviously, as you know, directly speaks to video and not to radio. So I can't, you know, comment on this from an actual hard data perspective and you know, all of that. But, you know, I think that there is a difference, an experiential difference between radio and television that sort of gives radio a kind of a unique opportunity, right? Radio can be in the background. Radio is something that we all, music and entertainment, you know, audio entertainment is something that we can do while doing other things in a way that television, even though of course people do have the TV on in the background, but it's different, right? Especially now when we're talking about content that's television content that's much more engaging. So it requires sitting down and actually following what's happening. Anyway, so I think that radio has that unique opportunity to really not just be culturally relevant, but actually like set the atmosphere, set the mood, and be a part not just of the media experience that consumer is having, but actually help create the lifestyle and the environment that that person is in. And again, I'm speaking platform agnostically now.
Of course.
I think it's very much up to the content providers to make sure that their content is available in all the ecosystems. And I'll speak, for example, about the Alexas and the phones of the world. Incredibly powerful platforms that are really controlling the home media ecosystem now, especially for radio, for news and podcasts and things like that. And so, very important to be not just accessible on those platforms, but actually to be actively promoting yourself on those platforms and making yourself very accessible to consumers and top of mind in those environments. Because I think more and more we're going to see that, if you're not in that sandbox, if you're not in the Alexa or Google sandbox and you're trying to play in some other sandbox, that you're just going to be left out of the game. And so that to me is a critical part of this conversation.
Well, good. And I'm afraid we're going to have to end the conversation because we're almost out of time and you have a plane to catch. So I want to thank you very much. Adriana Waterston is the Senior Vice President of Insights and Strategy at Horowitz Research. You can learn more about her and Horowitz Research at horowitzresearch.com or go to Twitter at Horowitz Insights. And want to thank you again. This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing, copyright 2018, all rights reserved. All of these podcasts are housed at Radio and Television Business Report's website, rbr.com, and at hispanicradioconference.com. And if you really want to learn about the Hispanic market and the power of radio, why don't you make plans to attend our conference in Miami in March of 2019? Again, all the information is at hispanicradioconference.com. From Miami, this is Adam R. Jacobson. Thanks to Adriana at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Have a great day.
Thank you.